Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klaus and Meches. We're learning Siman Dalet. We're dealing with the halachas of Oisek b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah. What the Mishabura in Siman Lamedches, it talks about the halacha of Oisek b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, the people which are cursed, the tefillin, person is writing tefillin. While he's writing tefillin, he's Potter from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and from tefillah, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch over there mentions another group of people which are potter is the people which sell tefillin. The tzagarim, the people which are busy selling the tefillin. So the Mishabura points out that that's only talking about a scenario where the person is selling tefillin l'shem mitzvah. There's a person who his real reason why he wants to sell tefillin, he wants to make sure that tefillin are available to people who need it. So his primary kavanah is the shem mitzvah, in order to make sure the mitzvah of tefillin is available to people. Meanwhile, he has a secondary kavanah. He wants to be able to support his family, so he charges money for it as well. But that's not the primary reason why he's doing this for the money. If, however, the Mishabura says the person's primary intent is to make money. So even though what he's being involved in doing is something which is beneficial to people, it's facilitating a mitzvah. You would not say that dinner oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Some person do suggest, however, it's all talking about the person who is selling tefillin, but a person who's writing tefillin. So the writing is considered a much more of a direct act of mitzvah, so even if the person's writing tefillin because he wants to make a parnasa, and his kavanah is the parnasa more than it is the shem mitzvah, but arguably that's called being oisik b'mitzvah, even according to this opinion that the Mishabura mentions. One last point about oisik b'mitzvah, that oisik b'mitzvah does not apply to the din of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We don't say when a person is learning, Isaac with mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, and they are potter from doing other mitzvahs. The Gemara in Chagiga does say, excuse me, the Gemara in Ma'id Katan does say that in a case where you're learning Torah and a mitzvah comes to you and this mitzvah can be done by others, you should let others do it and you should continue learning. However, if you have a mitzvah which is yefshal asus ayirei acherim, the mitzvah cannot be done by others, you have to do it. So you interrupt your Torah that you're learning in order to do this mitzvah which came your way. So luchara based on the klalim of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, we would argue that the person is patur from the mitzvah because he's been oisik b'mitzvah, even if the mitzvah is yefshal asus ayirei acherim. And the mitzvah will not be done, but that's a dinner oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But here we see that we do not say that. Various swores are suggested. The Gemara seems to say that the primary reason why Torah is important or is because it brings Gadol Talmud Shemeber L'Dei Maisa. So it doesn't make sense that the Talmud should prevent you from Maisa if the gathers of Talmud is specifically because it brings you L'Dei Maisa. That would be one explanation why by Talmud Torah we do not say oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, in a case where it's efshal asus ayirei acherim. So it's a different svara. That's not the svara of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. That's a svara. There's no reason need to be ma'asik because somebody else can take care of it. But in a case where nobody else can take care of it, the person would interrupt their learning to do the mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah which is efshal asus ayirei acherim. Have a good day.